TJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. We got a lot of politics, so strap in. President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill has passed the Senate, but due to changes made to the bill by the Senate, it now heads back to the House of Representatives. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas is part of the House Freedom Caucus, and he says he's a no to the bill in its current form.
This is the Senate wanting to try to save some for their home states, trying to get giveaways.
The narrow majority of Republicans in the House means Speaker Mike Johnson can't really afford to lose much support among his caucus. President Trump is nominating Alina Habba to serve as New Jersey's top prosecutor. Trump had appointed Habba to a 120-day interim term as New Jersey's U.S. attorney, and now the White House will send her name to the Senate floor for a nomination. And a new Rutgers Eagleton poll shows one gubernatorial candidate with a clear edge 4 months out from the election day, Democratic Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill. The survey shows that she leads her GOP rival Jack Cittarelli by 20 percentage points, though director of the Eagleton Center for Public Interest Polling at Rutgers New Brunswick, Ashley Koning, says to take the result with a grain of salt.
And of course we know this gap is going to narrow as we are several months out right now. And of course it all depends on who actually turns out to vote.
New Jersey has well over 800,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans, though in the last gubernatorial race, Governor Phil Murphy only prevailed by a few points over Jack Cittarelli. Now the guaranteed service business report, President Donald Trump has announced that a trade deal has been reached with Vietnam. A 20% tariff will be placed on Vietnamese exports to the U.S., while a 40% levy will go on any goods determined to be transshipped through the country. Trump said that Vietnam will also remove all levies on U.S. imports. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down around 10 points. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24-7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And how's the weather looking? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to turn out mainly clear as we head through tonight. It will be still a bit of a muggy night. Lows will be in the low to mid 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow with a late day or early evening thunderstorm in spots. Any of those storms could contain some strong gusty winds. A high near 90 tomorrow. Clearing later tomorrow night with a low between 60 and 65. And overall, the weather looking pretty good throughout the holiday weekend, especially on Friday for the 4th of July. Just a beautiful day with sunshine and low humidity. Highs will be in the low 80s. Sunshine and some clouds mixed in on Saturday. Still not that humid with highs running in the mid to upper 80s. And then highs will be closer to 90, maybe a touch more humidity on Sunday with sun and some clouds. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We are looking at 85 degrees in Belvedere, 84 degrees in Old Bridge, 84 degrees Burlington. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.